Rambam, Hilchos Yesidei HaTorah, Perek Dalet, Chapter 4, Aleph. Arbo gufim halalu shem eish, beruach, umayim, ve'edetz, him yisaydes kol nivraim, lamata min harakia. These four bodies, fire, wind, water, and earth, are the fundamental elements of all the creations below in the sky. V'chol shem me'odam, umbehema, ve'oif, ve'remez, ve'dog, ve'tzemech, umateches, ve'amonim teves, ve'agol yisushar, avni binyin, ve'hore, ve'gushi ofer, ha'kol, golman, mechubar, you say this, hallelujah. Everything that exists, a person, beasts, fowl, crawling creatures, fish, plants, metal, precious stones, pearl, building stones, mountain, or lumps of earth, the body of all these entities is a combination of these four fundamental elements. Nimtzu, kol haguf shelamata min harakia, chutz ma'arba, you say this, elu mechuburim megedam letzura. All the bodies which are found below the sky, with the exception of these four bodies, are a combination of matter and form. And the matter is a combination of these fundamental elements. These fundamental elements, however, are a combination of matter and form as they exist in a helium state alone. And the Rambam explains. Base. The nature of fire and wind is to ascend upwards from the depths of the earth towards the sky. The tendency of water and earth is to descend from the sky to the midpoint of the sky, the center of the earth. For the midpoint of the sky is the lowest point below, but nothing is lower. These tendencies are not conscious manners, nor are they willful. Rather, it's a pattern or fix within them and nature they were given. The nature of fire is that it's warm and dry. The wind is warm and moist. And water is cold and moist. And the earth is dry and cold. It's the heaviest of these fundamental elements. Water is lighter than earth, therefore it's found above. Wind is lighter than water, therefore it hovers above it. And fire is even lighter than wind. Since these are fundamental elements for all the bodies below the sky, the matter of every single body, man, animal, beast, fowl, fish, plant, metal, and stone, it's a combination of fire, wind, water, and earth. So the combination of the four fundamental elements does not resemble any of these elements as it exists alone. In any of these combinations, there cannot be found even one portion of fire as it exists alone, wind as it exists alone, water as it exists alone, nor earth as it exists alone. Rather, they have all changed and become a single body. Each and every body, which is a combination of these four fundamental elements, will have a combination of cold and warmth, moist and dryness. There are bodies which have a more powerful concentration of the fundamental elements of fire, for example, creatures and living souls. That's why they have a higher temperature. There are some bodies with a more powerful concentration of the element of earth, for example, stones. That's why they're very dry. Some of them have bodies with a greater concentration of the element of water. That's why they're moist. This manner, anyone find one body which is warmer than another body which itself is warm. Similarly, there are bodies in which the cold alone is not noticeable. There are other bodies in which the moistness alone is more noticeable.
בקופם ירו ואין מקור. נאו, אוי הקור והלכתי אחד בשבת, אחרי יום השפקה אחד בשבת, אחרי מהלך בשבת, אחד בשבת. פילוי ויסן, שיהיה בעיקר הצדיר, ושירו מייסן, יסן, יסן, וטיבי בגוף מורב. Now, in some bodies, cold and dryness are equally noticeable, and others, cold and moist are equally noticeable, and other warmth and dryness are equally noticeable, and other warmth and moist are equally noticeable. According to the predominance of the element that is found in the essential combination, the inclination and nature of the element they express in the body of resulting from a mixture of all elements. Every entity which is a combination of these four fundamentals, will ultimately decompose. Some will decompose after some time. Some after many years. It's impossible for everything which is a combination of them not to decompose. It's impossible even for gold and rubi not to decompose and return to its fundamental elements. So Yashu, Muxas, the Ish, portion of Gabbing of Fire, Muxas, the Mayim, and a portion of Water, Muxas, the Ruach, and a portion of the Wind, Muxas, the Arts, and a portion of Earth. Since every entity will decompose and separate into these four elements, why was Adam told, you will return to dust, implying that men will return to dust alone? Is the major parts of man's composition is from dust. And every entity that decomposes will now return to the four elements immediately. It will decompose and change it to another entity. Entity will in turn change to another entity until ultimately will return to the elements. Thus, all entities are constantly returning to the elements in a cycle. These four fundamental elements are in constant change of with a certain portion, but not every entire matter of one changing into every day and every hour. Kate said, "How so?" Portion of the earth, which is close to the water, changes, dissolves, and becomes water. Similarly, a portion of the water, which is close to the wind, changes, evaporates, and becomes wind. A portion of the wind, which is close to the fire, changes, goes through a metamorphosis, and becomes fire. Portion of the fire close to the wind goes through a metamorphosis, changes, contracts, and becomes wind. And water, which is close to the earth, changes and becomes earth. The cycle of change proceeds little by little over the course of time. Entire fundamental will never change. For example, all the water will never become wind, nor all the wind will be a fire, because it's impossible for the existence of what? One of the four elements to delve. Rather, a portion of the fire will change to wind, and a portion of the fire went to fire. Similarly, between each pair of these four, change will go into an unceasing recurrent cycle. The cycle of change is caused by the revolution of the sphere. This revolution causes the four fundamental elements to combine. This for the matter of men, living beasts, plants, stones, and metals. Hashem gives each body the form appropriate to it through the angels of the 10th level, which are the form called Ishim. Zion, you're never going to see a form, a matter without form, and form without matter. It's in the heart of man, which in its knowledgeable knowledge considers the bodies that are found and knows that they are a combination of matter and form. It appreciates that there are four bodies whose matter is a combination of the four fundamental elements. And the forms which are no matter cannot be seen by the person. The latter are the suitable only to the eye of the heart. And we can appreciate their existence just as we know the existence of the master of everything. Though we do not see him with our eyes. The soul of all flesh is the form which is given by Hashem. The extra dimension is found in the soul of man. It is the form of man who is perfect in knowledge. The Theta says, let us make a man in our image and our likeness. In other words, granting a man a form which those in comprehends ideas are not material, like the angels who are formed without body, until we can resemble them. Does not refer to the form of the body perceived by the eye, the mouth, the nose, the cheeks, and the remainder of the structure of the body. This is refers to Shema. This is referred to the Tayar, appearance. Is not the soul found in all living flesh, which allows it to eat, drink, and reproduce, feel, and drink, and think. Rather, knowledge is the form of this dimension of soul, and it's concerning this form of the soul. So the Pasuk says, on our image and our likeness. This form is referred to as Nefesh Ruach. Therefore, one must be careful regarding these names, lest another person err regarding them. Meaning of each name can be learned from its context. Halacha Tess. Eight Surahs Nefesh Azaz, Bechobres Menei Sedis Kedish in Department Lahem, Veini Mekir Nalashem Efstitzi. The form of the soul is not a combination of the fundamental elements into which it will ultimately decompose, nor does it come from the neshama, so that it would consider the neshama as the neshama requires the body. Rather, it's from Hashem. When the matter of the body, which is a combination of the fundamental elements, decomposes, and the neshama ceases to exist, for the Hashem exists only together with the body and requires the body for all its deeds. The form will not be cut off. For this form does not require the Hashem for its deeds. It knows and comprehends knowledge which is above matter and knows the creator of all things and exists forever. This is what Shlomo says. Thus will return to the earth as it originally was, and the Ruach will return to Hashem who granted it. All these concepts, which have explained in the context, are like a drop in the bucket. They are deep matters, nevertheless, the depths does not approach the depths of subject matter of the first and second chapters. This is called Ma'aseh Bereishis. Chachamim of the early generations commanded that these matters should not be expounded upon in the public. Rather, a single individual should be informed about them and taught them. What's the difference between the subject matter of Ma'aseh Merkabah and Ma'aseh Bereishis? Ma'aseh Merkabah should not be expounded upon even to a single individual unless he is wise and capable of understanding, at which instance he is given fundamental points. In contrast, Ma'aseh Bereishis may be taught to an individual even though he is incapable of comprehending it with his own powers of understanding. Why can you not teach this to the public? Because not every person has the vast knowledge necessary to grasp the interpretation and the explanation of these matters in a complete manner. Therefore, So Avon and Walking with Timsa, Nafshiva Yihama Psarla Eva Matam Baruch. When a person meditates on these matters and recognizes all the creations, the angels, the spheres, the man, and the like, and appreciates the wisdom of the Eberster and all these creations, he will add his love to Hashem. His soul will thirst, and his flesh will long with Hashem, with a love for Hashem. Will stand in awe of fear from his humble, lowly, and base nature when he compares himself to one of the great and holy bodies. How much more so when comparing himself to the pure forms which are separate from matters that do not share any connection with it. He will see himself as a vessel full of embarrassment, shame, and empty of lacking. These matters are discussed in these four chapters concerning these five mitzvahs, which the Chachamim say are termed as pardes. As it says, four people went into a pardes. Even though they were great Chachamim, not all of them had the potential to know and comprehend all these matters in their totality. I maintain it's not proper for a person to stroll in the pardes unless he has filled his belly with bread and meat. Meat and bread refer to the knowledge of what is permitted and what is forbidden. Similar matters concerning mitzvahs. Even though the Chacham refers to these matters as a small matter, for Chacham said a great matter refers to Maisim Rekawa, a small matter refers to the Machlekes of Bayim Rava. Afal Bikain, Ro, Rabuyin, and Nachtimun. Nevertheless, it's fitting for them to be given precedence, Shemiyash, and Dait, Shalad, and Chila, because they settle a person's mind. As well, they are good, great good, which Hashem has granted to allow the stable living within the world and to acquire Chayla Mabo, the Efshashi Adom, Hakil Katan, Gadol Ish, Ish, Bachle, Brochel, Baldev Kutzer. They can be known in the totality by the great and the small men or women, whether granted expansive knowledge or limited knowledge.
Perek, hey. He said, the Ateda Aleph, Kol Basis Shomutsuna Kiddush Hashem Agodel Azash Nemar, Vinikdash Tibasil, when he is thrilled entire Yidin are commanded regarding the sanctification of Hashem's great name, as it says, and I shall be sanctified amidst children of Israel. Muzaran shle lechali, and we were warned not to desecrate Hashem's name. Shnemar, as it says, lechali Hashem kachi, and they shall not desecrate my holy name. Ketzer haso, kishiyamid ibit kechom v'yen, they says, Yisrael v'avar, alachas mekol mitzvah samuris, batere yargenu, yavar v'al yehori. Shnemar, mitzvah, asher yaso, isa ma'odu v'chai behem, chai behem v'lei shiyamas behem. V'meis v'leomar, as a mischai b'nafshir, should a goyah arise and force a yid to violate one of the terrorist commandments. At the pain of death, he should violate the commandment rather than kill it. The terrorist says, which a man will perform and live by them. Which we learn, one may live by them and not die because of them. If a person dies rather than transgresses, he is held accountable for his life. Base. When do we say this? Except for the three mitzvahs of Abadiskechavim, sexual relations, and murder. If a goy says, transgress one of them or be killed, one should sacrifice his life rather than transgress. When do we say when a goy desires his own personal benefit? For example, for example, he forces a person to build a house or cook food for him on Shabbos, or he rapes a woman. Now, if he is alone there and they're not 10 yidin, then his intention is just to violate the mitzvahs. He should transgress, not have sacrifice his life. However, if he forces him to transgress with the intention that he violates the mitzvah in the presence of 10 yidin, then he should sacrifice his life and not transgress.
This applies even if the goy intended merely that he violates only one of the material mitzvahs. This is all not at the time of the kriya. All the above applies only in times other than times of the decree. However, in times of the decree, when a wicked member like the Nebuchadnezzar will arise and issue the decree against the Eden to nullify their faith or one of the mitzvahs, one should sacrifice for his life rather than transgress any of the other mitzvahs, whether one is compelled amidst ten Eden or one is compelled amidst goyim. Anyone who says what said that he should transgress and not sacrifice his life, and he doesn't listen, he is held accountable for his life. Anytime it says that he should get killed and not yarig, and he gets killed and he was not aver, that's a real kiddush Hashem. If there's 10 people, this is mamash HaKiddush Hashem B'Rabim, like by Mishael Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. These are those slain by the wicked kingdom above whom there is no higher level. Alein Nemra, the Teta says, For your sake we have been slain all day, we have viewed at the sheep of my slaughter. Alein Nemra, Isfili Hasidi. Hasidi Kirsi Brisa Lezeva, gather unto me, my pious ones, those who have made a covenant to be my slaughter. He doesn't do it, he's Techil Hashem. If he doesn't do it, and it's Barabim, he's Averna Mitzasay, he's Mavapo Mitzasay, and Averna Lissasay. Vapo be Cain. Since it was done by force, you don't give him Malchus. He's not executed by the court, even if he was forced to slay a person. Really, tell me, kill somebody, it is if it was with his will. And there was a Srosh. And I'm like, this is, as it says, I will turn my face against that person. We learned that a person, and not the who was forced to transgress, when they really were transgressed because of an error. Now, if somebody is Avedis Kacham, which is more the most Chomer, he does Avedis, he's not Chayiv. Much more so by other mitzvahs. Regards to sexual relationships, it says, do not to anything to the maiden. One who could, however, escape and flee from under the power of the wicked king and fails to do so is like a dog who returns to lick the vomit. He's considered as one who worships false gods willingly. He'll be prevented from reaching the world to come and will descend to the lowest levels of Gehenna. If a guy tells a group of women, give us one of you and we will defile. If not, we're going to defile all of you. They should allow themselves to be defiled rather than give over a single Jewish soul to the guy. Also the same thing with killing. Let them all get killed rather than give one single soul to a yid. If a guy singles out a specific individual and says, give us so, and so we will kill you, if he deserves to die like Shevin Michri, so give him, but it should not. This instruction is not conveyed to them. If he's not obligated to die, they should allow themselves all to be killed rather than give a single soul. Just as these principles apply being forced to transgress, they also apply to sickness. When a person becomes sick and is in danger of dying, and the physicians say that his cure involves transgressing a something from the Torah. Umisabim bekol shish b'tirav mafim sakana b'chutz b'avedis gecham gilarish shavazdam shavet mafim sakana im sarabim behem. You can heal him with anything except these three things. Him over in a sarape isa based in isa v'nishrola. If one transgresses and uses them as a remedy, the court may impose appropriate punishment upon them. Allah Zayin. Ramo says, "When I shall feel them up from sakana slafashes and even in Allah has mishalosh shavirs elush nemra ba'atas shem lekecha b'cholavav cholavshto chomidecha filu nitzel nafshecha v'digas nefesh yisrael v'rapis nefesh hacher se v'atz olam miad enes dover shadas nedelei b'hu ush ein ma'abden nefesh mifnei nefesh." What's the marker for this? That even when there is a danger to life, these three sins should not be violated. It says that you shall love Hashem your Hashem with all your heart, with your soul, and with all your might. The soul implies even if one takes a soul with regards to killing the Jewish people, person, to heal another person is to save a person from who is compelling him. It's logical that one person's life should not be sacrificed for another. The Torah has established an equation between forbidden sexual relations and murder. It says this manner is just like a case where a person rises up against his colleague and slays him. When does this apply? That one may be healed using other prohibitions only when one's life is in danger. Apply. When one uses them in a way which affords satisfaction, for example, one feeds them to a sick person, insects, or creeping animals, or chavetz pesach, when, however, the iser are used in a way that does not grant satisfaction, for example, one makes a bandage or compresses chametz pesach from earlier, or when one is given bitter-tasting substance mixed with forbidden foods to drink, since one's palate derives no satisfaction, it's permitted when there's no danger to life is involved, even when there's no danger of life involved. Now, chutz mikidat kerem v'asr b'cholo she'en asr nefetish leid derchanos, except these things. On the fee, kach im sabim nefetish leid derchanos, and welcome to kana. Therefore, it may not be used as a remedy, even in a manner which does not grant satisfaction, except when there is a danger to life. Test. When someone becomes attracted to a woman and is lovesick to the extent that he's in danger of dying, although the doctors say that there's no remedy except engaging in relations with her, should be allowed to die rather than engage in relations with her. This applies even if she's unmarried. He is even not to be given instructions to speak to her in private behind the fence. Rather, you should die rather than be given instructions to speak to her behind the fence. These restrictions were instituted so that the Jewish woman would not be regarded as hefker and to prevent these manners from ultimately leading to promiscuity. Whoever consciously is over one of these mitzvahs related to the Torah, without being forced to, in spirit of, to make like anger, the divine anger, desecrates his name. Therefore it says in regards to oath of vain, for you are desecrating the name of Hashem, I am Hashem. And if he transgresses amongst 10 people, he desecrates Hashem's name in public. Anyone who refrains from committing a sin or performs a mitzvah with no ulterior motives, neither out of fear or dread, nor to seek honor for the sake of Abishar, as Yosef held himself back from his master's wife, sanctifies Hashem's name. Yod Aleph. Last halacha. There are other deeds which also include the category of chilul Hashem. And what is that? For example, if performed by a person of great Torah stature who is renowned by for his chassidus, although they are not transgressions, will cause people to speak disparately on, let's say, Judaism or the Eibishter, etc., etc.
For example, a person who purchases merchandise but does not pay immediately, although he possesses money. Sellers demand payment, then he pushes them off.
person dresses morality or eats and drinks near or amongst the common people. Or who conducts with other people is not gentle, he does not receive them with favorable countenance, but rather contests with them and vents his anger or the like. He has to be careful with himself and go beyond the measure of the law. When the Chacham is stringent with himself, speaks pleasantly with others, his social conduct is attractive with others, he receives them pleasantly. He is humbled by them, he does not humble them in return. He honors them even though he disrespects them. He does business faithfully and does not frequently accept hospitality of the common people or sit with them. And at all times he seems learning Teda, having sits his crown with tefillin and carrying out all the deeds beyond his measure of the law, provided that he does not separate too far, unless becomes forlorn to the extent that all praise, love him, and find his deeds attractive. Such a person sanctifies Hashem's name, the Pasuk says, and he said to me, Israel, you are my servant, to whom I will be glorified, refers to him. You say the Ateda Parak Vav, Kol Hama'abed Shem, Menashem Esakdeshim Ateidim, Shenikro Be'am HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leikim Ateira, whoever destroys one of Hashem's holy impure names is called Yizchayiv for Malkus Menateira, Ashari Oemer, Babedes Kechavim, Ve'ibat Meshmom, Menamakim Ha'ol, Le'isasukin Hashem. And it says, with regard to the worship of false gods, and you shall destroy their names from their place, do not do this to Hashem, your Hashem. Hashem, 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 Nichtav, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, Hashem, Aferish, Nichtav, Adnai, Bekel, Leika, Bekim, Lekim, Shaka, Tokas, Kalmichik, Afil, Achas, Isachas, Meshiva, Leika. The names are Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, Kel, and all these seven names I just said. Whoever erases one of these letters, the seven's name is Chayav Malkus. Gimel Kalanit will Hashem lefanu mudel lamochik gilamad belehei ubeis belekim kietz belenik mitlushes Hashem. If there is like before, and let's say the lamid stopples, then that's not considered. The Kalanit will Hashem achirif. Again, let's say the chaf of the kechav and the vav the chaf the mem the kechim kietz mem enin mechalkim. That's not considered one of the seven names. But him kishar yisishu shim represhen shim mekachem. Although Kedusha is conveyed upon them and is forbidden to erase them, nevertheless, a person who erases the letters are which are connected to Hashem does not get Malkus Malkus. But he does get stripes of Dal Kosov Aleph Nam Melikim Yud Hey Hashem Eni Nimchak Ben Shach Lemer Yud Hey Shu Shem Befeas Mitzvah Hashem Mitzvah Shem Befeas Hu Aval Kesu Shin Dal of Shaket Tzadik, then has a Nimcha can be erased. Chakanim Shem Shav from Mem, Kalish Baruch, or other, let's say, terms or descriptive terms, for example, Chanam Racha, Lel Gimuranid and Neman, Kani Kitzbi, Arzain Kishar Kisra Kedish, it's other, like, it's considered like other holy texts, and Mutla Mufli, you could erase it. Well, Klisha Yashim Kosov, Love Kitzes, Mokim Hashem of Againzi, when Hashem's name is written on a Keli, one should cut off Hashem's name and bury it. Even when Hashem's name is engraved on a metal or glass, utensil one melts the utensil, one should be punished by lashing. Instead, one should cut off Hashem's name and bury it. Similarly, if Hashem's name was written on one's flesh, one should not wash or anoint oneself. One may want to stand in a place of filth. If he has to do a tefillah mitzvah, he should wind reeds around the name and immerse himself. If one cannot find reeds, he should wind his clothes around, but should not wind them totally, so the fin be a chatzitza. The only time, the reason that he said to wrap it is because it's forbidden to stand before Hashem's name when he is naked.
Therefore,
person removes even one stone from the altar, the Sevidish or the Azara, with a destructive intent, gets Malkus. As the Pasuk says, you shall not tear their altars, do not do this to Hashem Yashem. Certainly a person who, with a destructive intent, burns wood consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash, gets Malkus. The Issa is derived from with regards to the worship of false gods, and you shall burn Asherus with fire, do not do this to Hashem Yashem. Forbidden to burn it, to destroy it by direct action any text, their commentaries, and their explanations. This is all if a Yid wrote it. You have to burn it. He considers it as to be like another text. And this is Kavana. It's not holy. It's a mitzvah to burn, so that there's no remembrance will be left for the apikursim or their deeds. If a guy writes, it should be buried. Texts that have become worn out or they were written by goyim should be buried. Last, Allah called Hashem as a mirror by Avram Kedesh Af Zeh Shanemar. Adlin no Masasi Chinaru Kedesh. All the names of Hashem written in the passage of Avram is holy. Even the name my Lord, if I found favor in your eyes, has called Hashem as a mirror belate is a choil. Chut mizah al no Adnei. Adnei name no Matzah Chin Av Dechafin. Kol Hashemus Hamurim be given ben Yomin is Kedesh. Kol Hashemus Hamurim be Michel is Chel. Kol Hashemus Hamurim be Nevoi is Kedesh. Kol Shleim Hamurim be Shereshim Kedesh. Harim be Sharek Neim Chutz Mizeh Hal Ha'elef L'Chol Shleim. Kol Malchai Hamurim be Daniel is Chel. Chutz Mizeh Ant Malkim Melech Malchayo. You are the King of Kings. Harim be Sharek Neim is the status is like other descriptive terms.